If you have kids or your friends have kids or you have nieces and nephews, you are going to love KiwiCo. KiwiCo has hands-on science and art projects that gives the gift that sparks curiosity and learning all year round. And if we know one thing about this year, it's that we are spending a lot more time at home. And KiwiCo gives such an awesome, creative, fun way to spend time together and to have your kids learn. So one of the projects that I absolutely love is called Geometric Candles. And why I love it is not only are you going to be making and molding candles, but it's so cool because you actually get to learn about it. I just want to read you something that comes in the brochure of the candles that you'll be making. It says, in the 13th century, candle makers were called chandlers, and they would travel from house to house and make candles out of leftover kitchen fats that homeowners had been saving up just for that purpose. Those candles were very smoky, and as you can imagine, they smelled pretty awful. Eventually, people began making candles out of sweet-smelling beeswax, but only wealthy people could afford them. Modern candles are often made with plant materials like soy wax that comes in this crate. You guys, it goes on and on in this brochure, but I thought that that was so cool that you get to learn all of these really neat things. Not only do your kids learn it, but you get to learn it as well. So they have so many fun things that you can do together for the holidays that are going to give your kids an awesome experience at KiwiCo. So KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code Lori, L-O-R-I, at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code Lori. If you get an idea and you do all that you can to support it and you get all of the right people in your life, it will be successful. Even if the business isn't successful, you will learn all the lessons that you need to be successful in the next thing. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said. How are you?
Well, I'm good, but the better question is, how are you? Because this is the first episode together since you have turned 40 years old.
Well, I'm here. You know, I think when you're young, you're like, am I going to make it to 40? I often question that.
Let me start by saying you're a gorgeous, beautiful, sexy, hot, amazing, youthful, full of life 40. And age is just a number. But yeah. I do know that, you know, these milestones will make you think about things and they'll make you, you know, either give you a sense of urgency or you reflect and say, I should have done or I could have done, all these things. So I feel like just asking you questions about your little journey around 40.
I mean, I think I've had so many thoughts that I could never, like, I was trying to write a post about being 40, mm-hmm. right? And I was just like, I could write a book about it. Because there's so much, like, I don't feel any older and there's so much stigma for a woman around turning 40. It's almost like I didn't realize that even something that I had been programmed, you know, growing up is like when you're 40, you're you might be wise, but you're just not like that youthful attractive anymore. And that's just something that I think I had in my head. And I'm like, wait, what made me yesterday feel okay? And today feel like, whoa, you know, why did that pop into my head? But also there were so many great things that came into my mind too. But I know that everyone else has this on their mind. And I remember, you know, I've talked about this before. But I remember like being in my 20s, counting down the years until I turned 30, because that's what...
Thought it was all over?
I thought it was all over because that's what everybody made it seem like. That's what every woman made it sound like. And then, you know, in my 30s, I was kind of like privately doing it, counting down the years until my 40s. And here I am. And I'm like, this is so interesting because it's... Here it is. And I don't really feel any different. But at the same time, there's just a lot of things that change in your life because now you are working on, like, I think all of a sudden in one day, I was like, whoa, instead of looking at like what I'm building and growing, it's like, what legacy do I want to leave?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a few very pointed questions about turning 40. Mm-hmm. Okay. So first one, what is your... And I can't say your most because those will probably be tough, but what is one of your most proud accomplishments in your first 40?
In my first 40 years?
Yeah. No, your first 40 minutes.
This is weird for me because there's been so many little things that I haven't let myself like go, wow, I accomplished that. So I guess I looked around at you know, just the people in my life who were like showing up for me and wishing me happy birthday and all of the people who just really like, you know, are the solid people in my life. And I would say my relationships I'm most proud of.
Mm, that's a good one.
For sure. Just because they're the people who at the end of the day, they're the ones you're celebrating with and doing things with and building and growing and having great conversations with. But I wouldn't have been able to get those relationships, I think, without becoming and doing the things that I've done. Not because they're people who would only hang around certain people, but because they're people who have standards for themselves of the conversations and types of energy and go-getters that they want to surround themselves with. So I think I had this moment of like, whoa, I've got really epic people in my life who are my ride or dies, who like really are doing incredible things. And that must mean that I've done some pretty awesome things as well.
That's a really cool thing to, that's a good answer. All right, next question. What is one thing you wish you would have done by 40 that you didn't?
I think start a company.
Wait, you have like a lot of companies.
I mean, like a product company.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been interested in like clothing and products. And like, I'm such a consumer that I don't have regrets around it, but I'm just like, oh, wow, I'm 40 and I'm just now starting this. And to some people, they're like, that's crazy. That's still really young. But, you know, we have, it's just a million different thoughts, but I don't have regrets around it because I'm glad I'm doing it now.
Yeah. Not regrets, but we all have things where we're like, yeah. Oh, I wish I would have done this by now. Uh-huh. And I think that's a really good answer. Okay. What is one new sense of urgency you have now that you've turned 40?
So we were talking all about this and saying, you know, I realized like literally the day I turned, so on my actual birthday, it was like, I was like, oh my God, I kind of have this like decade right now. A sweet spot from 40 to 50 where I still have all this energy. I'm still really connected to this younger demographic as well, who's excited about, you know, what I'm doing. I'm still like just in this place of really wanting to build and to grow, but also like if I can fast forward to being 50, I don't think I'm going to want to like really be out there starting something grinding, hustling.
But would you have said that at 30? I'm just curious. Do you think at 30 you would have said, you know, when I'm 40, I don't think I'm going to want to be out there hustling, grinding, building?
No, I knew I wanted to work well into my 40s. Yeah. And it's not that I don't want to work in my 50s because I actually absolutely do.
You'll always work.
But what I want to do is to get the big, because I would like to like be able to like start companies easier or start, you know, if there's a product I love, have the, you know, the pathway already be there, have a lot of the network that's already there. So I really know that if I want my 50s to look the way I want them to look, which is more time, more money, more like really incredible, high vibing, thinking, earning people, just because that means that they're in a completely different like state, vibrational mm-hmm. state and mindset, then I'm going to have to use these next 10 years the best that I possibly can and enjoy them. Because I certainly don't want to look back like I have on my 30s and been like, wow, I wish I would have been more present for that. Or I wish I would have appreciated the way I looked more, the way that I showed up or the things that I was doing or the accomplishments that I had done. Like I also like 40 is pretty cool because you start to not care. You have enough wisdom to know what's important. Mm-hmm. Just when I say wisdom, it's like pure life experience. Like nothing can replace that. nothing can replace life experience for like loving who you are, like getting accomplishments and things under your belt that actually make you proud of yourself. So if you don't use meditation as a coping mechanism for stress, I'm telling you, you're missing out on one of the best ways to help yourself get focused and relieve stress. Because I know for a lot of people, just the thought of meditation can stress people out because they're like, how do I even do this? Oh my God, I can't picture myself sitting here forever trying to get peaceful. It sounds like the worst thing ever. But let me tell you, there are so many amazing ways that you can be meditating. And Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy to use app. Headspace is the one and only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. If you're overwhelmed, Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. And I use this one all the time. You guys, it's just 3 minutes. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind down sessions their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. They have 25 published studies on its benefits and over 600,000 five-star reviews and over 60 million downloads. That is saying something about them. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/happy. That's headspace.com/happy for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/happy today.
You actually stole my next question. It's going to be, what is one piece of wisdom that you carry into 40 that you could only gain by, you know, having 40 years of experience?
Just pure, like there's universal laws that you don't realize until you've had enough experiences.
Can you name one? Gravity?
Yeah. Like if there is, don't worry guys, there's doctors for that. Anti-gravity doctors. If you get an idea and you do all that you can to support it and you get all of the right people in your life, it will be successful. Even if the business isn't successful, you will learn all the lessons that you need to be successful in the next thing. And I just, it's like, I wish I would have known that it just doesn't matter as much and you can't really fail. Like you can't fail. It's just, it's a universal law that if you go for it and you go all in and you do all you can, and you do it with the best intentions, that even if you screw up or lose people's money or whatever, and you always try to right your wrongs in the best way that you can, you can't fail.
I got a couple more fun ones. Okay. Do you mind these?
No.
Okay. What is one must do in your 40s? You
for me,
must accomplish
personally?
It. You must do yeah. it. You must experience it. You must check it off the list. Anything.
I'm just so excited about this company. Like I must launch this company and
light pink.
Bring it nationwide. Yep.
I love that. Who is one person that you want to meet in your 40s?
I don't have anyone in particular. I want to meet really cool people who feel aligned with where I'm going in my vision and who like, we can really connect and just have fun.
Really? Nobody? Like no. Literally nobody?
Nope.
That's interesting.
I used to want to meet Oprah, but I don't. It's weird. I don't. That would be amazing, but I just, it's not going to make or break me.
Yeah. I would have been able to rattle off a lot of people. All right.
I want to meet more epic women friends. That's what I want.
Very cool. Last one for you. What would you tell 20-something Lori that you can only know now that you're 40?
All the things that you think are wrong with you are exactly what give you drive and are right with you, but you just need to learn how to harness them and manage your anxiety and insecurities.
Wow, that's really good. So you got to say that again. Of everything you said, this might be so important for everybody at every age.
Of all the things that you think are wrong with you, it's everything that's right with you and that will make you successful if you learn to harness it.
Holy shit, that's good. That is really, really good. That is really important for everybody at every single age. I love that. That's what came out, you know, as this last question here. Okay, bonus question. How much more do you love me now that you're in your 40s than you did in your 30s?
Boner question.
Boner question?
I've decided in my 40s to bring more of what I actually say in private to the public.
How old do you feel? This is a real question. How old do you actually feel inside?
Well, sometimes I feel more like a 14-year-old boy, but for real inside, I feel in my 30s simply because in my 20s that felt really insecure, but I feel habitually in my 30s.
Yeah, I hear people all the time, like guys are like, I still feel 16 or I still feel 21. Yeah. And I don't feel that way at all. I think they're full of shit. Or maybe they do. I don't know. I genuinely feel, and for the record, I'm 43. I genuinely feel like I am between 30 and 31.
Yeah.
It's literally like where my mind is, where I feel like physically, you know, like I just feel like I'm a 30-year-old. Hmm. It's so weird how you don't see internally, or you don't feel internally what you see in the mirror or whatever.
No, not at all. What was your question?
What was my question?
Yeah.
I said, how old do you feel?
No, but before that, it was an actual question. I don't remember. I didn't answer it.
No, it was just bonus question. I said, how much more do you love me now that you're in your 40s? And you turned it into a boner question.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, am I supposed to answer that?
I do
love you more with every year simply because you value more what you value. Like when you realize that you, like, I think I'm closer to my values. I'm more clear on my values. So I value them more. So I do love you more because you're more valuable to me.
I love that. Okay. I know I said last question, but closing statement, call your shot, tell the world in my 40s, I will.
In my 40s, I will sell my company for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Ooh, you heard it right here, folks. I love that. I know you will. I, without a single doubt in my heart, I know that you will. And I'm already just so proud of what you've done with this thing. Well, thank you for letting me impromptu interview you on turning 40. I would say that you are a beautiful shining light, a shining example for anybody who is pre-40 or post-40 to look to you and say, that is somebody that I can use as a beautiful example of how to live life and how to be and how to show up. And I love that you're always so vulnerable with everybody in terms of, hey, here's what I'm proud of. Here's what I'm working on. Because I feel like that's what makes you really relatable. And that's what makes you a powerful leader.
Gracias.
Gracias. Love you, babe.
I love you. Thank you for that. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.